Here we are. It's the 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good, man. Glad to be back home. Hadn't been in the studio, it seems like, 3 weeks.
Been a while.
Yeah. Holla at your boy.
No Jack today.
No,
did he
Fritzy.
Have another kid? Like, I thought paternity leave was a day. And here we are on day two of the Jack Fritz paternity leave scandal. I got to call HR. If I knew I could have 2 days off, I'd have 10 kids by now.
So Fran, have a kid a year.
Yes, just keep going, man. Holy cow. So Fran's in for Jack. Hi, Fran. How you doing?
Ready? What's up, fellas? How we doing?
And everyone has Fran's top five of five to look forward to.
Come on, three hours from now.
Yep. We're going to build this thing up.
Well, I did threaten you last time.
just for a disclaimer, yes. You guys said I had my best one last time. Just saying. So I'm riding momentum.
That is not the right attitude. The right
what do you
attitude,
mean?
No.
I'm just telling the truth.
No, with this show, what we decide to do is every show is better than the last show that we've done. That's at least the goal.
That's the bar.
So okay. The goal for you is for this top five of five, and I know you're going to work in that Jody Mack coughing audio somehow.
All right, exactly.
Right. So every top five has to be better than the top five before. All right. Well, congratulations.
Jody Mack coughing drop is a good one.
It was great. It was great. But it was like 3 months ago. You know,
he's so, still using it.
Yeah. So we got to have a different one. So a big show as always. We have Elliot Shore Parks for a full hour. He joins us at at 3 o'clock Tuesdays with Elliot. Find out a way for him to piss one of us off.
It's been a while since we've done a
Tuesdays with Elliot.
Yes.
He's got some takes in the chamber there. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4:00. And as I just mentioned, we will, of course, have Fran's top five of five at 5 o'clock. So here we are in the part of the season that we've all been waiting for.
Yes.
The playoffs. When we figure out whether all of this was worth it. And I ask you first, what has to happen during the playoffs for you to say this year was worth it, this was a successful season?
Well, you know, when I look at everything, I look at this team, I look at the path that they may have to go through to win a championship. I look at the amount of talent on this team. I look at where they are right now from a health standpoint. I know there's a big question mark out there about Jalen, but I just, until they tell me he didn't practice tomorrow or something, I'm assuming Jalen Hurts is fine. I don't get a feeling that we're not going to have Jalen Hurts Sunday. Now, what type of Jalen Hurts we have, we'll continue to discuss that. But I'm assuming Jalen is good to go.
Yeah, for this exercise,
yes.
Let's just assume
he's good to go. He's
right?
good to go. So all that being put on the table, Spike, I don't know how you can look at this team and not see a Super Bowl championship team. When I look at the rest of the teams, and that even includes the AFC and the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs, I just think the Eagles are the most complete team in the league. I think when you go talent for talent, position for position, position for position, I think the Eagles check off more boxes on their side of the ledger than any other team. I'm not just even talking about the NFC, any other team. So with all that being said, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to go as far as saying they had to win the Super Bowl in order for this to be a successful team. That's what I want to say.
That's what's in your heart.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how good I feel about the team right now. But I will say this. Anything less than playing in New Orleans, for me, is a failure.
Really?
Yeah. Now, maybe that's too strong of a word. I don't know, but these are the words that we're using right now. So I can't go with they improved from last year, they're better, and it's now I don't care about none of that nonsense right now. That's going to be something I use as a pacifier in March when I'm trying to feel better about moving forward. As I sit here today, Sprite, this team has to be in New Orleans. If this team is not in New Orleans, to me, they have fallen short. They have fallen short.
So I think the team's...
Of expectations. Yes.
I think the team's goal should be the Super Bowl, and they could definitely wind up in the Super Bowl. They are one of the best teams in the NFL. For me, I would be with you if we had the one seed. To me, it is getting to the NFC Championship game. The week of the NFC, I know what people are going to say to me. You're going to say if it's the week of the NFC Championship game, you're not going to want them to win. You're going to say it's, you know, okay if they lose. That's not what I'm saying. But I am
right. That's not what you're saying.
But I am saying that on the whole, especially considering what I thought the team was going to be coming into the year, how young the defense is, and the fact that they're not going to be playing that game at home, to me, it's get to the NFC Championship game. If they get to the NFC Championship game and lose in Detroit, I'm not going to look at this season is a failure. This season will be a success to me. I think they will have done. Now, I'm projecting that the NFC Championship game is going to be in Detroit. If for some reason the NFC Championship game is in Philadelphia, I'm going to change what I think of
it. Oh my God.
But I'm just saying, I'm saying as I sit here right now, I think getting to the NFC Championship game would be an accomplishment from, and all the things that you said, that, you know, being better than last year doesn't matter. To me, it does matter. They're going the right direction. Now, I know this franchise is in, considering the star power they have, mm-hmm. they go into every year saying, Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl or bust,
yeah,
Super Bowl or bust.
As they should.
But I look at these playoffs, and I watched Detroit on Sunday night, and I know that we're going to be playing in there, and that team was on the precipice of the Super Bowl last year. And I think if we get there, if we get to the NFC Championship game, this season is a success for me. I don't think they need to wind up in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We won the Super Bowl in 2017, right?
Yes.
Remember that feeling?
Yes.
It was awesome. You were out there. You were at the game.
I was at the game.
You were there.
I was at the game.
Yes. What a feeling that was.
It was a great feeling.
Have we had that feeling since?
No, winning the Super Bowl? No.
Yeah. No. That's what I'm talking about, Spike.
No.
Because, see, here's the thing. We've gone from being the team that's happy that we're competitive every year. We're a good team. We're not the Cowboys. We're not the Giants. Yeah, we're gone from that. I mean, those days, like, our standards have to be higher, have to be set higher, and our expectations have to be set higher. And if last year hadn't happened under those circumstances, I could buy getting to the NFC Championship game this year as a good step forward. But here's how I view last year. They squandered an opportunity to win a Super Bowl last year. They threw away a team that was 10-1 and basically crumbled down the stretch for whatever reasons that was going on behind the scenes. It was their doing. It wasn't they weren't as good as the teams they faced. They lost to teams they should have never lost to. They lost to a team in the playoffs they should have never lost to with the amount of talent that we had on this team. But because of their own issues internally, it prevented us from winning. So they gave us another year that we didn't win a Super Bowl. And now you're going to tell me I got to waste Saquon's magical year and not win a Super Bowl? Eventually this thing has to pay off, because you know what's going to happen, Spike? And I said this when we lost in 2022 to Kansas City, and it's the most eerie feeling I had ever had with doing this show, especially after a game of that magnitude and we lost. There was no outrage. There was no one upset. It was, we'll be all right. We'll be good. We'll be back. You know, this, that, and the other. And I understood the logic behind it. Team is young. Quarterback is young. I think AJ was in his first year. AJ was in his first year here. So you felt like this is going to be every year. And then last year happened. So now I'm looking at a team that stacked top to bottom, got the number one. Forget about what I thought they were going to be. They are the number one defense in the league. They've given up the second least points in the league this year. Hugh Douglas, defense is not a luxury. And we got an offensive set of weapons with the number one offensive line in football. Why should I accept anything less than winning a championship? I feel empty wasting this type of talent. I feel empty not having the reward that comes with putting a roster together this good. Because there's no guarantees next year. I don't know if Saquon's going to be this good next year. I don't know if everybody's going to stay healthy. So while we can be happy we made it to the NFC Championship game again this year, I'm ready to hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy again. For a team that's been this good for the last decade, and with the amount of talent that we have here, they only have one title in our trophy case, feels like it's a little short. It almost feels like that Phillies run.
Where they
only got
one.
We were happy they got the one, but don't we all think about man, we didn't win it in 09, and we wasted the four aces. Like, we wasted a lot of talent with that Phillies team not winning another World Series.
I guess.
And that's what I'm feeling if they don't win the Super Bowl.
I hear what you're saying. I look at that team differently in that era, I thought that the Philadelphia Phillies were the best team in the National League. Like, mm-hmm. I thought those times they had those opportunities. I don't think that the Eagles are without question the best team in the NFL. I think they're
Detroit. Yeah, I think it's a good argument. Yeah, they're not head and shoulders above everybody. No, I agree with that.
They're in a group with the Detroit Lions. I would say they're in a group with the Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens. They're all in the same group to me.
See, and, I disagree.
Oh, really?
Detroit, I'll go with, and I'll give you Kansas City because I'm going to respect their track record. Everybody else, belts to ass. That's what they get. We've already beat Baltimore in Baltimore. So you're not going to tell me that I need to be afraid of the Ravens. Now, I'm not buying that. We've already beaten them. You're going to tell me Sam Darnold? You're going to tell me it's acceptable to lose to Sam? Now, what if somehow, well, it can't now because Minnesota's a 5-seed, so they can't.
In Minnesota.
Can't. Yeah,
right.
You're right. Right,
right, right.
But you mean tell me it's acceptable to lose to the damn Vikings?
Well, no, I'm just saying they are. I don't think the Eagles are head and shoulders above the Vikings.
Buffalo?
I don't think they're head and shoulders above Buffalo either.
Well, Buffalo has one advantage.
Well, and by the way,
they have one advantage.
It's a pretty big advantage. It's a pretty big advantage. And by the way, at that point, when we're talking about Kansas City and Buffalo and Baltimore,
we're in the Super Bowl.
Those are the best case scenario anyway.
All right. Yep, you're right.
215-592-9494.
You're getting me fired up about this title, man.
I know. What do the Eagles have to do for this season to be a success? Of course, I'm going to get yelled at for 4 hours now that I don't think it's the Super Bowl. I think it's the NFC Championship game. To me, if they get to the NFC Championship game, it's a success. Mm-hmm. For Ike, they have to get to the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. As well, we have a next question today. We don't have a prize other than our respect, and you get to be official WIP Afternoon Show Foxhole guy.
That's a pretty big deal.
On this day, in 1975, the year before I was born, Wheel of Fortune debuted. So for today's next question, we will ask you your sports point, and the next question will be, what is your all-time favorite game show? Now, Wheel of Fortune is a GOAT-level game show. It's not my favorite, but it's GOAT-level. Yeah. Fran, do you have an all-time favorite game show?
Family Feud. Taking it off the board.
The Feud.
The Feud.
Yeah, I know it's an obvious one, but it's my favorite.
Now, are you an original? Was Richard Dawson was the original.
Yes.
Now, you didn't watch
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Yeah, okay, see, I'm a Richard
Steve
Dawson
Harvey.
Guy. Dude, Richard Dawson used to kiss all
yes.
the women when
yes,
he said hi to
there.
Them. Oh, yeah, different
yes.
era.
Yes.
Different era.
Definitely sexual harassment.
Yes, yes, right on TV. All
right. Yeah, right in plain sight.
Yep, right. There. For you, all-time favorite
Cincinnati
game
native
show.
Too, I believe.
What's that?
Cincinnati native.
Oh, he is?
Either Dayton or Cincinnati, okay. Richard Dawson is.
All right.
Those are two pretty good ones. I'm going to go with Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune's all-time
favorite? Wheel of Fortune, here's why. Now, Family Feud is one of my top ones, but some of the other game shows, I don't know, it was something about Wheel of Fortune that I could get into. The solving the puzzle.
You could come up with the answer.
Yeah!
That's the thing about Wheel of Fortune. There's another game show, I'm not going to mention it because it's not my favorite. It would make you feel dumb when you watch it.
Oh, for sure.
There's a couple of them in there, and there's one that would come on right after Wheel of Fortune that was not my favorite.
Yes,
I would watch the whole show, and if I got two answers, I would feel brilliant.
Yeah, feel like I was smart. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm a Wheel of Fortune guy. You know, Vanna up there turning the letters and everything. And for some reason, you know, with inflation, You look back at some of those game shows and remember the prizes you used to get and the amount of money you had to spend on those prizes.
Like $8,200 or something.
It's like, what?
All of a sudden, you're like, what am I going to do with $8,200? I buy groceries
you were rich. Can I get groceries for a month with that? Yeah. I used to love Wheel of Fortune, man, because of that.
So Fran's not going to remember this one. You will. My all-time favorite game show is Press Your Luck. No whammies, no whammies,
oh,
no
yeah,
whammies.
No whammies,
dude,
yeah.
I love Press Your Luck. I could watch Press Your Luck all day long. So my all-time favorite was
Press
Your Luck.
You know what's funny? I didn't remember the name of that show as Press Your Luck, but I remember the no whammies.
Yes, sir. Stop. There
yes, I remember the game show. I remember it.
That is
Press Your Luck, okay.
And I'll play the Jack Roll. It's like, I don't even remember that. Those aren't in the Stone Ages, you know, whatever.
Well, no, Fran's here for that.
Yes. Tell me you don't remember Press Your Luck.
Nah, I never.
All right, there you go. All right.
right. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Family Feud. Let's go. All right. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl this year for it to be a success?
It wasn't Richard Dawson. I'm sorry. I couldn't leave my head. I think it was Ray Combs that was from Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Ray Combs took over after Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And committed suicide, I believe.
I don't even remember Ray Combs. And then after Ray Combs, it was the Cleveland guy. It was
Drew. Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Yeah, Drew Carey.
And now Steve Harvey.
Now Steve Harvey.
And next question today, your go-to game show as today in 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuted. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, as much bull jive as I talk all season, you know what I'm saying, Super Bowl a bust for me. Listen, like, I can't come up here and now, you know, chicken out. We here. It's time.
It's time, baby. Yes, sir.
It's time to put the grill out, Green Bay filet. You know what I'm saying? We got to put the Green Bay filets on the grill on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We here. Listen, this team, and I understand what you're saying, Spike. Like, you're saying, like, you can't say that the Eagles are head and shoulder. Listen, the Eagles, top to bottom, got the best talent, the best roster in the NFL. Listen, I get it. You're not a big fan of the quarterback. But when you're looking at 1 through 22, the Eagles got the best roster. I mean, I get it. They don't got the 9 Pro Bowlers and stuff like the Ravens. The other teams y'all might look at might have the advantage at the QB. But it's like, when I look at both sides of the ball, like, the Ravens ain't putting out 2 dudes on the outside and a running back in the backfield,
right,
like we got. Like, when you looking at the way this defense performed this year, teams, the Bills don't got that. You know what I'm saying? They don't got that in Detroit. Detroit showed up on Sunday versus a divisional rival that they play multiple times. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Glenn has seen Kevin O'Connell's offense multiple times. So he knew, I got a weakness with guys out. I know how to beat these dudes. They don't got that when you going up against Sirianni, Hurts, Kellen Moore and the crew on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So I need a Super Bowl out of these boys. I need to get there. I need to, like I talked about, that feeling that we got in 2017. When we got there in 2022, we, after going through the wins years and going 4-20,
we were just happy, and you
were the manager at the station. You know the talk we talked about, like, We might not win a Super Bowl, get back for 5 to 6 years, and we turned it around in 2 seasons, and we are back at another Super Bowl in 2 years that we could possibly go to. I need it. We got to fill it. Look at the 49ers, right? The 49ers been to 5 NFC title games and 2 Super Bowls in 5 years and got nothing to show.
That's a great example. That's a great example.
I do not want to be that team.
Yeah.
We got 1 championship. We got to start stacking these things with the talents we got. If y'all don't like the quarterback, that's fine. I know that he can get it done. We saw what he did when we was in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
We just got to get there. We got enough talent. Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Goddard is back. We, on Sunday, is going to go on the field with 22 healthy starters in the playoffs. I don't know if any other team can say that. I know my team can. I need a Super Bowl title. I need that green and white confetti coming down in Bourbon Town.
Let me ask you this, though, Corey. And I, you've been this way for the whole season, so I don't doubt that you feel this way. We talk about all these weapons on offense, right? Why don't we score more points on offense? Like, why, with all of those weapons, as good as they are, as talented as they are, we have Nick Sirianni, we have Kellen Moore, we have Jalen, we have AJ, Devontae, Dallas Goedert, the best offensive line in football, the best running back in football, why don't we score more points?
You're going to look at this as an excuse, and I'm not using it as an excuse. I'm just being real. And I might be able to speak to this, and you might be able to. When you got more tools, sometimes that can hurt you. You see what I'm saying? When you got more things to work with, sometimes it can hurt you to an extent. You got Saquon Barkley. You got 4 alpha males on this team. Yeah. You got four dudes on this team that if they stepped on another team, they could possibly be the number one or number two option. Smitty, Goddard, AJ, Saquon, you put them on another team, they are option one or option two. So sometimes it's like when you're a quarterback, like a guy like Cannon McKee, he's just out there. He's throwing the ball. You know, there's no pressure. When you're a guy like Hurts, I gotta get the ball to all these guys because at the end of the day, they gonna look at me. Oh, why AJ not getting the ball? Why Smitty not getting the ball? Why Devon? It's more, and I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying what I think to the question you asked. You know what I'm saying?
And I would say this, even that, the position where you may feel like teams have an advantage over the Eagles. Well, first of all, that's the AFC, so we would have to be in the Super Bowl to face those guys. The NFC. Who has the advantage over Jalen Hurts? Jared Goff, maybe slightly advantage over him?
Certainly.
Okay, I'll give him the advantage over Jalen being at home. But the other quarterbacks in the NFC, Baker's been pretty damn good this year. I got to give Baker his props.
He threw 40 touchdowns.
Baker has bounced back big time. And then I like Jaden Daniels, too. But those guys don't have the deep run of playoff experience that Jalen has, at least for the 1 year Jalen was in there.
There is a guy in the NFC that does have that experience.
Who am I missing?
We probably won't play him, but it's Stafford.
Oh, no, it's Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stafford's a good quarterback. I like Stafford. Yeah.
In the playoffs, I would take Stafford.
Yeah.
I forgot about Stafford.
Yeah.
I feel like this Detroit Eagles matchup has been building all season. Remember the year we went to the Super Bowl? It was like the Eagles and the 49ers. All year.
We knew. We knew who it was going to be.
We will see him eventually, and we saw him. And Purdy got hurt. This Detroit Eagle matchup, I feel like if it don't happen in this playoff, will be a letdown. And so we gonna hold up our bargain.
I was gonna say, as long as we hold up our end of the bargain, yeah.
Hopefully they do.
Hey Corey, next question today. What's your all-time GOAT game show?
So this game show didn't have a long run, but I used to love it. Howie Mandel. Remember Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal, yeah.
Deal or No Deal was the biggest game show in America. Maybe the biggest TV show in
America.
Well,
we know why it was, yeah.
What?
With the suitcase turners.
Oh.
The girls.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I don't remember watching it. I just remember it being there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like 20 models up there.
Oh, You're right.
Yeah, you know, all of us goofy men were sitting there watching.
You know, thank you for the call, Corey.
Actually, and Deal or No Deal is a good concept.
Yes,
yeah, I like Deal or No Deal.
Actually, they don't have many
that
more.
It was a board game, I think, too.
But I think it was a board game afterwards.
Oh, yeah, afterwards, yes.
There were a couple of game shows like Deal or No Deal that were big primetime game shows.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to mention the other one, but there was another big primetime game show.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, let's say, I'm going to pose this question to Ike. Mm-hmm. Let's say the Eagles lose in the first round of the playoffs. This is coming up. What happens to Nick Sirianni? What happens to Nick Sirianni if the Eagles lose against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday? I'm going to pose this question to you next. Don't answer it now. Don't answer it now. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Okay, Fran, what was that?
That was when you try to play music off the PC. I missed the button there, and it's authentic.
I don't even know what this song is.
Oh, it's a little Nipsey.
Oh, is this Nipsey Hussle?
No, it's Nipsey and YG. Last time I checked.
Okay. All right. I got my eye on you, friend.
Well, you know with him, man. Yeah, it is, dude.
Yeah.
I will play the songs that you're supposed to,
I'm
promise.
I'm surprised I knew what that was when he was playing.
Okay. All right. I got to keep my eye on
That's
him.
A good one, though.
That's all. Just keeping my eye on them. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl this season for it to be a success? Yes or no? What do you think the votes are with this one?
Come on, Big Whammy! I'm going to go.
Come on, Big Whammy is. You should cut that. And also, that is not what they said in the show, but that's okay.
Big Whammy, no whammy?
Yeah, no whammies. No whammies.
Okay.
Come on, Big Whammy. I don't think anybody wanted a whammy. But.
All right. I'm going to go, everybody wants the title. Yeah. Let's go 73%.
81%.
Wow. Well, higher than I thought.
Yeah. Well,
we got high expectations, Spike, the way it should be.
We should. And NFC Championship is a
that's not high
an
enough.
Accomplishment. It is an accomplishment. Now, as I told Ike before the show, if they lose that NFC Championship game, I will crush them the next day. But when given context, I think getting to the NFC Championship game is a success this year. You don't have to get to the Super Bowl. 215-592.
Don't utter those words, man.
Yeah, well,
do not utter those words.
I gotta trigger everybody. 215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys. First off, congratulations to Jack. I noticed it. Because,
on his days off?
Well, no, I'll tell you why I noticed it, because I follow Jack on something, and my daughter is 16, and she's named Sutton. So,
actually,
it's more of a girl's name, I think. No, and I don't mean that to diss Jack at all. I think it's one of those names that could go either way.
Sure,
but
sure.
I have seen kids name that name, both girls and boys. My daughter was one of the first in the Kansas City area, and since then, we go to a really big church. We ran into a couple little girls that have been named that.
Well, so, you know,
kind of cool.
Their second choice from Sutton was Brenda as his second son, and then Stephanie.
This is going. This is going bad.
Well, thank God he dodged. Jill dodged Juan. That
right.
would have been a tough
she
one.
Did. She so, did.
I wonder if Sutton was some sort of a derivation of Soto. That's what I was wondering. Can we get some confirmation on that?
Oh, that
oh that's a good. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Yeah.
I was just wondering about that.
Yeah. So.
Well, and anyway, truthfully, Clay, now that you bring that up, I can imagine Jack trying, if they had signed Soto,
yeah.
trying to explain to us that Sutton was,
oh, that,
was a
that's
variation
the most
of
Jack
Soto.
Yeah, ever right there to try to pull a fast one. You know, Jill's too smart for him, though. She'd have known.
You know, we got to find out, though, Clay. We got to find out, is he a fan of Don Sutton?
Don Sutton, the pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know what Jack
Sutton is. He's not old enough to know who Don Sutton is.
Well, he's with baseball, with any
right,
other sport.
Like, I don't
no.
know, yes.
God, that would be funny
know,
if he's named after Don Sutton.
He's not even old enough to remember Don Sutton doing TBS games, I wouldn't think, when we were kids.
Actually, that's so, where I remember him from, yes.
That's where I remember him, too. I don't really remember the man pitching. But
dude, no, also last thing, Clay, Don Sutton was always old. Even when
always
he was pitching,
old, yes.
he was old.
Listen, he
was like Morgan
firm,
Freeman.
Though. He always
yes.
had a perm, didn't he?
He did.
Always had a perm.
He yep. did. He had yeah. curly hair. Yep.
Yeah. And so, hey, I'm just gonna tell you, and maybe I feel differently about it because of the way it hit 2 years ago when you know the Chiefs won, and I'm here mm-hmm. in Kansas City. But to me, they got to get the chip. I mean, they got to not just get there; they got to win it all to take that taste out of my mouth.
What do you think about
two,
that?
Two
I have to win it.
That's what I really want to go ahead and say. I don't even know why I said just get to the Super Bowl. I really am saying they need to win it all. That's really what I'm saying.
Listen,
that's really because here's
football.
The thing.
Corey was right. It's the best roster in football.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. It is.
What's the point of getting there and not winning?
Well, yeah.
That and you know the other factor that you got to remember is in 22 we were really healthy and knock on wood.
Yes.
We have been very healthy this year. You know, which is what made 2017 such a crazy run because JP got hurt, Jordan Hicks got hurt, and then the Bronco got hurt. I mean, how in the world did we win that Super Bowl with those guys hurt? But we did. So I mean, this year just feels like they need to win it. I mean,
am I forgetting somebody? Oh, BG. BG was a starter right at the beginning
yes.
of the year. Well, was he a starter?
Well,
I get BG, but I'm just saying, you're always going to have injuries, but this year,
sure.
I mean, I
was thinking, Clay, I think we got all 22 of our starters,
we? We do.
Yeah, like we got all 22 of our guys.
Now, Bryce Huff.
The Lions have 22 guys on IR, from what I understand.
They do. So. You know what, though? I said a couple of weeks ago that the one thing I was a little worried with the Lions is that they're going to have two things. They're going to have the best record in the NFC, and they're also going to have this weird sort of underdog, nobody believes in us stuff. And I was watching that game on Sunday night, and that defense beating the hell out of Sam Darnold.
I was surprised.
And I was thinking to myself, oh no, have they convinced themselves that nobody believes
nobody
in them
believes
anymore?
In us, yeah.
If you want one coach,
it's a scary thing,
to convince a team that nobody believes in them, Dan Campbell's not a perfect coach, but I bet he can convince that team.
He's perfect at that, yeah.
Yeah. Clay, go ahead, Clay.
One thing real quick, though, I say, if you look at all these teams in the NFC, they're blitz-heavy teams. The Eagles don't, I mean, we know that. The Eagles don't blitz. You watch that game the other night, Lions and Vikings blitzed all the
time. Oh, yeah,
it
was coming after Darnold, yeah.
So, anyway, and as far as your question, Jeopardy,
game show.
Man.
Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I love Jeopardy.
It's a great game show. It's just too hard. Maybe I'm too dumb.
You know,
you couldn't figure out Jeopardy?
I'm not a facts guy.
Okay.
I do feel like it got harder since Alex Trebek left. And I'll listen off the air, guys. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
All right, Clay.
All right. Thank you, Clay.
I'm not a facts guy.
Well, you know
okay,
how
I get it. I understand it.
Well, and it's also
I'm just surprised. You're not a big history guy.
I'm not a big history guy. I like knowing things, but I like knowing things about the things that I care about. The
right.
problem with Jeopardy is you have to know
everything
about
yeah.
everything.
Yep.
And the other,
I would hope they had one sports category and one music category.
You feel like you can get two or
yes,
three answers
yes.
and not embarrass yourself.
Yep.
The other thing with Jeopardy is, and this happens every time you're arguing with somebody and you say, oh, there must have been 10 players who did that. And they go, name one. And you freeze.
Right.
The thing about Jeopardy is, all these people, they know almost, they're clicking the button on every question.
Yes.
On every question.
Yeah.
Too smart.
Now, Jeopardy was hard. Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Now, there is a, because one of our writers for the Writes Ricky Sanchez, Andrew, was just on Pop Culture Jeopardy, which I didn't even know that that existed. It's on Amazon Prime.
That should be fun.
Yeah, now
Pop
that.
Pop Culture, yeah.
That seems
I might can hang in that one.
Well.
No?
Well, you get a lot of stuff wrong.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I can't even dispute that. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, you get
certainly
on,
mix
Big
up
Whammy.
A lot of stuff for sure.
What was the thing you
come
just
on,
said?
Big Whammy.
Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah.
Yes. Come on, Big Whammy. Yes. So, yes. It started off in the first segment.
Yeah. Now, before we get back to the calls.
Yeah.
Let's say they, you know, we've heard a lot of, especially before the season, we heard Nick Sirianni hot seat.
Yeah.
And throughout the year, even, I would say during the
damn near took a 10-game winning streak.
Yes.
to quiet
to
people.
Get it off there. But yeah. I think you could go back, and I think people are still saying they need to make a run, blah, blah, blah. Let's say the Eagles lose to the Packers on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any chance Nick Sirianni gets fired?
Now, obviously, the details matter,
yes.
Right? The details matter. I would like to lean towards no, but the details matter. I would lean towards no.
Okay.
It would have to be pretty bad on his part from basically an embarrassment to the organization,
right,
for him to get fired. And I don't think he would go down that road.
Yeah, he's walked that line.
Yeah. No, and his emotions can get out there a little bit, and this is going to be one of those games where there's a lot of emotion involved in this game.
Yep.
Because you know what's at stake. And believe me, he would feel, if this is a tight game, late in the game, like you feel that. You
yes.
feel that because you know this is a finale. Like Matt LaFleur isn't feeling that. He's safe over there in Green Bay.
Right.
Right? Like, but
Kevin
here,
McConnell in Minnesota is safe.
It's safe, exactly.
Sean McVay is safe.
It's safe. Yeah, Nick may be the only one feeling any type of pressure because the Washington coach is the first year in.
Yep.
Right? You know Dan Campbell isn't going anywhere.
Todd Bowles not going anywhere.
Todd Bowles isn't going anywhere. Yeah, Nick may be the only one. And Nick shouldn't be there, but you know how we are.
And not,
yeah, you know how we are.
And you say you know how we are, and I still don't agree with Elliott's overall take, but I think what he was trying to say about playing at home versus playing on the road, because mm-hmm. he said he thought there could be some advantages to playing a playoff game on the road specifically for the Eagles.
Mm.
You're thinking about the stress and the pressure. I'm
yeah.
thinking about the way the crowd on Sunday would react if we go into halftime down 13-3.
Oh, they'll probably boo.
They'll definitely boo.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder, that's the only thing I would, because I'm a Sirianni guy. I don't think they should fire him
yes.
even if they lose on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree.
And I think, regardless, I think he should get an extension. I think he has proved that they can win with him.
Yes.
And I think he should be the coach. I think he should get an extension. However, the one thing, I worry about him in a different way than I think a lot of other people do. I don't worry about his decisions. I don't worry about him. But I do worry about the sort of anxiety that it causes and how he feels when the crowd gets on him. Because he definitely gets pissed off when the crowd gets on him.
And he hears it.
Yes. He hears it.
They're back there yelling behind the bench, yelling at him.
He hears it, and he lets the crowd know that he hears
yes.
it. Which is different. I'm sure every coach hears it. That they care to a varying degree. He clearly cares a lot, and it affects him. And what I don't want the crowd to do, if they're down 13-3, is affect him. You
I
know,
agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
No. I'm with you on that, and that's kind of what happened in that Cleveland game. That's kind of what happened.
Yes.
The Cleveland game. So, no, I hear you there, and I think you and I are aligned together on just having Nick here, and he's the right coach. I've given plenty of testimonies on his behalf, but man, there is something to this, Spike. There's something to giving you this much talent and not cashing in. It's so hard to maintain this. Man, Corey hit the nail on the head when he brought up the 49ers. Because he's absolutely right. The 49ers have had a pretty good run for the last 5 or 6 years.
And there's been talk about, I don't know if it's real, but about like them trading Kyle Shanahan
right.
and all that
to
kind of stuff.
To the Bears or
yeah.
whatever. So, yeah, you wonder with them, has the message gotten stale and you gone as far as you can with them out there in San Francisco? But there is something to not taking advantage of a roster that you have. Because now you look at the 49ers, They're older, banged up.
They have to pay Purdy.
You got disgruntled players. Now you got to pay the quarterback. Their window may have closed. They went to five straight. They're like us. Only thing is they got to one more Super Bowl than we did. And I'm speaking when I played. But they went to four or five conference title games, right?
And then you saw eventually with Andy, it just sort of unraveled.
Yes! That
was 14 years. You know, it's longer than Kyle Shanahan's been there.
Coaches rarely get that long nowadays.
Yeah. I will be interested to see what happens in San Francisco because they also do have this. It's been a weird year for them. You know, McCaffrey being hurt.
Sure.
And what's his name on defense getting hurt right away?
Greenlaw.
No, somebody else. The guy was on our team.
Oh, Hargrave.
Hargrave got hurt.
Yep.
And the year after the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. But I agree. There's something about not cashing in. I do think that he has proven, and especially with the bounce back of this year, I think this year means a lot to me.
I agree.
In some ways, and I know no one will agree with this, in some ways, I think this season has already been a success in that after what happened last year, after the considering firing the head coach, after, you know, the sort of rocky situation that was surrounding him and the rocky situations that happened within the year. Now, one of them was his responsibility. But that said, I think in a lot of ways that Sirianni has proved a lot this year. He proved that he can become a better head coach. I think his best days are probably ahead of him even.
You hope so, yeah.
He can continue to be a better head coach. So I think in a lot of ways, not in the ultimate goal way, but in a lot of ways, this Eagle season has already been a success, considering what happened last year.
There's truth to that. There's truth to that. And I don't think anybody can deny that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can deny that. There is that level of, yes, it has been a successful season from that standpoint. I just look at it like now we're to the postseason and you're healthy. And you got all your guys. Let's go get this thing.
Right. Yeah.
So
sure.
To your point, his career here as head coach shouldn't hinge on whether or not they win Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it should either. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to get to the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Big bucks, no whammies.
Yeah, big bucks, no whammy.
That was my guess. So if anybody, I guess it doesn't matter if somebody else took it, but that was my favorite.
Okay.
Oh, but no, that's press good. Your luck. It was
press
a great
luck.
One.
Yeah. Yep. Press your luck. Yes, sir. I agree with Ike on this. You know, at the beginning of the season, once they signed Saquon, I was like, all right, we're definitely going to be in the playoffs. But when that defense started coming together, I'm like, we need to be in the Super Bowl. We do have the best roster in the league. You know, like I said, at the beginning of the season, I would have said making the playoffs a deep run would have been good enough with what we had. But the way they've been playing, I would be upset if they don't, A, get in the Super Bowl, and B, I would be really upset if they didn't make it. I'm not so upset if they didn't win, depending on how they lost, but I expect them to win the playoff or win the Super Bowl.
All right, two questions, Jeff. First of all, did you tell Fran that you didn't think they needed to get to the Super Bowl and then change your mind because you were talking to Ike?
No, I heard Ike's open monologue, and I was like, I could have literally called you and said, I agree with Ike, goodbye.
I'm just on the screen. The only reason I'm asking you is because on the screen it says On Board with Spike, and that is the only reason I'm asking
you. No, I did not.
Okay, all right.
So I knew it was Fran. So
you guys rhyme. The names rhyme.
Oh.
Look, man.
Easy mistake.
Easy mistake for you.
No, you're good, Jeff. Okay. It's just he put it on the screen.
I was trying to figure out whether Fran screwed up or you got bullied by Ike. That's the only thing.
I didn't bully.
I'm not getting bullied by anybody.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about,
so
Jeff.
Here's my real question.
Get with Fran.
I know what I'm getting with Fran. Trust me. Well, here's my real question, though. So you're telling me, though, and I understand. I'm on board in that, yes, they have the talent to get to the Super Bowl, 100%. But you're telling me that the Eagles get to the NFC Championship game, play in Detroit, lose the game 34-30. You're going to look back in that and say the Eagles, this was not a successful season for the Eagles, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm going to say they blew it, because I think Detroit, with all the injuries they have, they're still doing things with a little smoke and mirrors.
They just beat the Vikings 34-9.
Yeah, but I know. Look, everybody, three teams with a 14-win season, or yeah. two of them with a 14. I know that's hard to argue against.
Yep.
But
all right.
I still don't see why we can't beat either one of those teams. You know, I just – they got a rah-rah coach in Detroit. He's probably told the Ray Rhodes story in the locker room.
I can actually talking, see Dan
you know
Campbell doing
about,
that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I could definitely see him doing that.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Man.
Appreciate
right,
it, brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just trying to see if
– because I know what you're saying.
Because a lot of times people get on the air and they're like, I think one thing. And then the glow of Ike is there. And they're like, you know what? Ike's freaking right again.
It's tough, man. I know it, man.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all tough. Good. I know what I'm dealing with. I know what I signed up for. Bam and Upper Darby. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam? Bam?
Bam? Damn it, Bam.
Oh, there
Spike,
he is.
Yo, Spike. What's up?
What's up, Bam? How we doing?
Not much. I'm good. I'm good. I hope you like my care package I sent you guys.
Yeah, Fran just told us. He sent us pizza and wings.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Today?
Did you just send it? You sent it recently?
Yeah, just like about like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, hasn't gotten here yet, but
wow.
But when it does. So thank you, Bam.
Holy cow,
that's
Bam.
Very, very kind of
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Not
Bam.
Expecting that.
Happy New Year. I'm trying to be the afternoon foxhole guy.
Oh, well, hell yeah, but that's already done.
Yeah, Bam, you're a foxhole. You're a foxhole.
Yeah, that's a given. You bought your way in, brother.
And I also like that you're trying to ruin Ike's
Ike's
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, seriously,
almost
man. I had a salad today. I was doing well, man.
Yep. Well, now you got pizza and wings.
Yep.
Just throw some lettuce on it.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think,
Ben? All right. So before I get to my point, Spike, I'm going on a cruise the weekend of the Super Bowl, right? So if the Super Bowl, if the Eagles make the Super Bowl win, and this is my point right here, Super Bowl is the Super Bowl bus, man. And if we make the Super Bowl and we win, the afternoon show is invited to join me on a cruise so we can celebrate in Jamaica.
We all go on a cruise?
What?
Dude, that would be, what a great bit that would be.
Man.
Yeah. We go on a cruise to Jamaica. Well, I'm not a cruiseman.
I've only been on one cruise.
Can we just be on land somewhere,
man? I'll be in Montego Bay. So.
All right, that sounds good with me. That sounds good with me. Yeah, I've never been on a cruise, but I do get seasick. I feel like I'd be throwing up the whole time on a cruise. Have you been on a cruise?
Yeah, I've been on. This is my second one.
Okay. And you didn't get seasick at all?
Nah. Nah.
Now, I did 7 days. Now, Renee got seasick. Like the fourth or fifth day, she did. With me, I was drinking so much, I don't know if I was seasick or not.
And there's two cruise things that make me nervous. One is when the cruise thing happened at the beginning of COVID and those people got stuck in the ocean because nobody would allow them to come.
Remember
back.
I was promoting the cruise ship?
Yes.
Right when COVID hit.
Yep. So there's that one. And then, I don't know, maybe this is just because I spend too much time on TikTok. It looks like there's a lot of partying going on these cruises that is a little extreme.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's out of control now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, some of these booze cruises are they're a little too rowdy for me.
Yeah, I don't need to be getting a fight at the bar because I didn't get the drink or anything.
Right.
I don't know.
A watered down drink at that.
Yes. Bam, yep. what's your all-time favorite game show?
All right, I told Fran something different back there.
That's all
but
right.
I realized when me and my brother were younger, we were actually on this Nickelodeon game show called Double Dare.
You were on Double Dare?
Yeah.
I think I do remember Double Dare.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that?
Yeah, with Mark, what's his last name?
Mark.
The host. He's around here. He's from around here.
He's from around here.
Yeah, I'll look it up. You were on Double Dare?
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers. You were on Double Dare?
Yes.
Wow. Did you win?
We came in second place.
Oh, so you didn't get to do the thing at the end. There was that whole obstacle course at the end. You didn't do that.
No.
Oh, all right.
You gave it second place. Hey, Spike.
Yes, sir.
I challenge you Monday, next Monday, if you're doing the show with Chickies.
We are.
I challenge you to 5:30 Creed.
You challenge me?
Yep.
What is the challenge?
And I can do the whole song in a cappella.
Oh. Are you going to come to Chickies?
Yes, I will. I was there 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to come.
All right. We'll certainly let you sing Creed a cappella. Absolutely.
Who can sing it better?
Yeah. All right, Bam.
All right, Spike.
Happy New Year, man.
So a little show accountability?
Yes. What did we screw up?
Drew Carey never hosted Family Feud.
What did he host?
Price is Right.
Oh.
Price is Right. So maybe we were thinking of Louis Anderson.
Oh.
Remember Louie Anderson?
Yes. Now, I know the difference between the two, but I knew that Drew Carey hosted a game show.
I was with you.
I thought it was Family Feud.
I thought it was Family Feud, too.
And Louie Anderson passed away, right? Didn't he die?
I think so.
Yeah, he did.
Now, these other two hosts, I don't even remember these guys hosting.
Other Family Feud hosts?
Yeah, before we got to Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Richard Kern. Karn, K-A-R-N.
Don't remember him.
Yep, don't remember him. And then John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley, I know who John O'Hurley is.
White hair.
Yeah, but I don't remember him hosting Family Feud.
Don't remember him either.
I only remember Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
And I guess I know
well, I knew
Steve
Ray
Harvey
Combs. I knew Ray Combs was from Cincinnati, I believe.
And someone tweeted us a picture of Ray Combs. I remember who that guy is. I just didn't remember him by name.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9.
Show accountability. Yeah,
accountability. We're always wrong about everything. Almost always wrong. We will admit it, though. Part of our charm is that we're wrong about everything.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to get to the Super Bowl this year for the season to be a success? Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks. Want to grill Elliot on the Jalen Hurts situation. Because I am caught between everything's fine, because everybody's sort of signaling that everything's fine. But he's also been in concussion protocol for 2.5 weeks. And it's just
that's
like,
a long time.
It's like a little weird to me. Yeah. And people are saying, well, he didn't need to practice last week anyway, but it would have been nice if he could, right? Even though they weren't playing.
Yeah, he didn't have to play. He could practice.
Something smells fishy.
Actually, a good point.
So, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, there's no reason to clear him. It's like, yes, there is.
What do you mean? We got to get ready for a damn game.
The playoff game. Yeah.
Yes.
So we have Elliot Shore Parks next, along with your calls. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.